This is the Weekly News Update. I'm Corey Strode, and I'm starting to wonder if being a hobo might be a better career choice. In an attempt to compel Republican leadership to allow votes on gun control legislation, some Democratic lawmakers on Wednesday morning staged a sit-in on the House floor. Representative John Lewis, an influential member of the civil rights movement, kicked off the protest with a speech, and then Democrats sat down on the House floor. Republicans had no idea how to deal with the protests, since they are used to being the ones who don't do anything but sit around and say they won't let any bills pass. To end the sit-in, Paul Ryan adjourned the House 2 days early for their summer break and told everyone to go outside and play. When asked why he chose the sit-in as a protest, Lewis said, "I'm tired and couldn't think of anywhere I wanted to march in order to make my point that was close enough." The district attorney's office has decided not to prosecute Alabama offensive lineman Cam Robinson and reserve defensive back Lawrence Hootie Jones on drug and weapon charges, with the district attorney saying he didn't want to ruin the lives of two football players. "That's for the NFL to do, not me," the district attorney said. The Treasury Department's plan to put abolitionist leader Harriet Tubman on the front of the $20 bill will proceed after the House Rules Committee on Tuesday shot down an amendment that would have blocked the rollout of the new currency. Iowa Congressman Steve King attempted to block the change, stating that he felt it was offensive and wrong to remove a slave owner from a bill only to replace them with someone who fought to end slavery. Okay, what he actually said was that her accomplishments didn't measure up to Andrew Jackson's, and he wanted the change to be delayed until someone who is either black or a woman actually did something that he, Steve King, felt was worthy of being on American currency. We here at the Weekly News Update are currently funding a Kickstarter we like to call "Let's Smack Some Stents into Steve King," and everyone who contributes will eventually get to smack some stents into Steve King. Allies of Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders pored over a 15,000-word draft of the Democratic Party's platform on Friday in a tedious process that exposed some of the party's dividing lines. Observers say that the discussions and work over the platform will take until the convention in late July, and the platform document itself will be read by everyone involved in drafting it, their unfortunate spouses, and absolutely no one else. We here at the Weekly News Update are disappointed to report that Kickstarter has rejected our "Let's Smack Some Sense into Steve King" Kickstarter because it feels it advocates violence, as well as the fact that the line it generates would be so long it may take years for everyone who wants to do so to get a chance. The Weekly News Update regrets this error, and we also regret that we share a country with Representative Steve King. Senator Bernie Sanders on Friday said that he would vote for Hillary Clinton in November, but he added that he's still not ready to drop out of the Democratic presidential primary. When asked when he would drop out, Sanders said he's looking at 2022, but it would depend on how his followers feel about it at that point. Hasbro is making Monopoly the Musical. The musical will be a lot longer than you expected, cause families attending the show to fight all night, and the star of the show will be paid with either a race car or a thimble. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was sued in November for playing Survivor's Eye of the Tiger at a rally, and now the former presidential candidate wants to set up a legal defense fund to help pay for the settlement of the lawsuit. Huckabee should probably also set up an education fund to learn what the word copyright means. Donald Trump questioned Hillary Clinton's faith on Tuesday, claiming there's nothing out there about the former Secretary of State's religious beliefs, according to a video captured by a conservative minister. Not only does this prove that Donald Trump doesn't know how to use Google, but it calls into question Trump's religious belief. And Trump is a myselfitarian. Those are people who worship mirrors, selfies, and a creepy real doll he made of himself in 1997. Although he spent weeks attacking a federal judge of Mexican heritage for alleged bias over his immigration policies, Donald Trump said Thursday he wouldn't ask Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the court's only Latina, to recuse herself in the same situation. When Trump was asked why he changed his rhetoric after saying for weeks that no one of Latino descent could judge him fairly, Trump stated that it was explained to him very carefully that if he didn't quit sounding like an insanely racist idiot, the RNC would force him to spend an hour a day calling big money donors and personally apologizing for whatever he had done earlier that day. More than 30 people who attended an event with motivational speaker Tony Robbins have been treated for burns after Robbins encouraged them to walk on hot coals as a way of conquering their fears, Dallas fire officials said. Robbins said that he would be modifying the event in the future to cut down on the injuries, and instead attendees would be driven through downtown Detroit. No word yet on if Amnesty International would step in to protect these poor, poor people. President Barack Obama on Friday designated the nation's first monument to the gay rights movement, commemorating the historic Stonewall Uprising in New York City. Medics were on hand to administer first aid to Mike Huckabee and Ben Carson, who were overcome by the vapors after the announcement. During television appearances on Sunday to push back against calls for gun control legislation in the wake of the deadly Orlando shooting, two officials from the National Rifle Association admitted in public that people at bars should not be carrying guns. They were immediately taken back to NRA headquarters, where they were given electroshock treatments, Kool-Aid, and ordered to discharge 1,000 rounds each into targets of well-known liberals until they were deemed safe to be released back into the wild. The Republican National Committee denied on Tuesday financial reports showing that Donald Trump's campaign lags far behind Hillary Clinton's by tens of millions of dollars, and they said that it was not a cause for concern. We're fine with the fact that Trump's campaign only has $1.4 million on hand. He refuses to get involved in financing, and his followers have not been donating at the rate of Democratic Party followers. We're fine with it, and if I keep repeating that over and over long enough, it will be true, stated RNC Chairman Reince Priebus before leaving the room to throw up for 5 minutes straight. Donald Trump proposed plans to cut taxes, engage in trade wars, and deport millions of undocumented immigrants would hurt the U.S. economy and send the country into a recession, according to a new report by Moody's Analysis. In their report, they state that Trump would stack up over $20 trillion in debt during the first 10 years of his plan, to which Trump said, "Big deal, we declare bankruptcy as a country, we move on. Maybe we can make it all back by opening some casinos, a scam university, and a mail-order steak business. You people are all stupid! Stupid!" California's last nuclear power plant will close by 2025 in an accord announced Tuesday, ending 3 decades of safety debates that helped fuel the national anti-nuclear power movement. The plant will slowly be powered down. The radioactive material will be sold to scientists looking for ways to create new superheroes, and power will be generated by old hippies who will say that their protesting back in the 70s led to this decision and not the cost ineffectiveness of nuclear power. Finally, Senator Bernie Sanders made a rare acknowledgement during an interview with C-SPAN set to air Wednesday that it does not appear he'll be the Democratic presidential nominee. Sanders supporters responded by stating that Sanders is part of the Clinton conspiracy to deny Sanders the nomination, and they would show up to both protest and support him at upcoming rallies. Yes, here at Solitaire Rose Networks, we have ads. That's right, we have ads. Just like every other podcast. Come on, it's okay. Our first advertiser is our longest-running advertiser, and that's DreamHost.com. DreamHost.com is the best, bar none, web host all over the interwebs. You could go to other web hosts. You could go to the ones that have big ads on TV and everything, and they're not going to give you the service, the dependability, and the reliability of DreamHost. Head on over to DreamHost.com. Use the code CRAZY, K-R-A-Y-Z, and get $20 off your first year of web hosting. Another of our sponsors is Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club has great blades at low prices, and let's face it, you gotta shave. Head over to shaved.by/C19DC. Get you some blades. They're wonderful. I use them. I use all of our sponsors. Matter of fact, head on over to crazycomics.com. Over on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see all of our sponsors. Bombas, Grays, Flaviar, Dollar Shave Club, and DreamHost. If you would like to advertise on any of the podcasts in the Solitaire Rose Network, you can. Just email solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com, subject advertising. That's the news. If you don't like it, make your own. Another fine podcast from Solitaire Rose Networks.
The end.